Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Ed Keller, the CEO with Hattinger Flooring based in Naples. Ed, how you doing?
Doing good, Kemp.
I see you twice a year at the NFA meetings. I spoke to you, and we did an interview back September the 13th of last year. It was the day after Irma had hit, and you were mopping things up. A lot happens in a year, right?
It sure does, Kemp, and we have that anniversary right around the corner. We're kind of hoping this year is a little bit lower profile as far as hurricanes go.
Well, I want to talk to you about a waterproof gallery that you've opened up. It's been open for a couple of weeks. We'll get into that in just a minute. A little background first, though. Hattinger's Flooring, been around since 1931, and I guess the family opened up stores in Wisconsin and then decided to go to Florida and open that store in 1983, or at least open their first store down that way. Let me just tell you, I mean, Naples is paradise. It's the West Coast. It's got the right temperature, the right amount of weather, and it's got an affluent clientele. I guess most of your customers are probably putting flooring in second homes. And that store there, according to your website, is the largest flooring store in Florida. Is that right?
That's correct.
That's amazing. How's business?
Business is good. Typically this time of year, our friends from the north, Midwest, are not here as the weather's a little warm down here. Yeah. But, you know, we go through that every year.
So it's cyclical. You get more business in the winter.
It definitely is. We definitely have a season here. Typically it's October through April. The weather's absolutely gorgeous then, and the traffic doubles on the roads, and our stores are full at that time. And summer is more to the locals and that clientele kind of fixing up their condos, getting ready for the season.
Yeah. Well, a quick word on you too, Ed. You've been in the flooring business for 40 years, and you take it seriously. You're a true merchant, and you understand brands. You understand advertising. You do a really professional job down there. I noticed a local magazine did a feature on you and on Hattinger, and you said that your message is around fashion, style, and color at a value, and that you advertise. You have three basic categories. You have a huge selection of area rugs that you and Susan manage that business, Susan Hattinger, and you have this flooring section, and then you have the cabinet business as well, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
And we also do a little commercial as well. That's not our main focus, but, you know, we're involved in Main Street commercial as well.
Yeah. I mentioned Susan, last name Hattinger. She's third generation, right?
She is, and Susan has come into the business, and she'll be the eventual heir to the business.
Yeah.
And we work well together, and it's a good partnership.
Okay, so this waterproof gallery, tell us a little bit about that. Tell us what it is and what you're doing there.
Well, you know, Kemp, here a couple of years ago, it started gaining momentum, the product category, and we decided earlier this year that we really needed to go after this business and create a destination versus just sample racks.
Yeah.
So we've devoted a lot more space to the category.
Yeah.
We partnered with some key vendors. We wanted the visuals to stand out in this customer's mind when they come in here.
Yeah.
And again, create a destination with all three products really involved in waterproof. It would be the WPC, SPC, hardwood, and also lamp.
Okay, so there's four product categories in your gallery.
Really three.
Okay.
If you think about it, it's vinyl, it's hardwood, it's laminate. You know, we have visuals on the walls, visuals on the floors, and we partnered really strong with our friends from U.S. Floors and Cortec. You know, we've seen some product display vehicles at surfaces, and we liked them so much, we wanted to incorporate them into our store to give uniformity and a different look versus different types of racking. We wanted large samples to be able to show visuals and movement in product. We lit it up, and it's been really well received.
So in this 30,000 square foot retail store down in Naples, Florida, a real affluent area, you've got this section that's got a feature primarily for Cortec, and I've seen what you're talking about there. Those samples are 7 feet long, so they kind of stand out in the middle of your store, right?
They do. I mean, we actually have permanent visuals on the wall, which that customer can see that total product. And, you know, see the painted bevels, the registered embossed products, the looks, the movement in the product. And we're actually showing a total of 300 products on the floor in the store, in the gallery, with focus on products that are Southwest Florida.
Right.
lighter colors, wire brush looks, longer, wider planks. It's been well received.
Yeah. All right. So this has been open now for a couple of weeks. How has the consumer response been?
It's great because they're no longer looking at a sample that's 24 by 24. They're looking at a large visual. It gives them an opportunity to see all the products that are available out there in a larger format.
Well, you know, I mentioned earlier that you said in this magazine article that you're selling fashion, style, and color at a value. You know, people buy flooring because of what it looks like. So how important do you think this waterproof feature is?
Well, we look at ease of maintenance, and we look at visuals. I tied it into waterproof to kind of group it all together.
Yeah.
What we've seen, Kemp, over the last several months is, unfortunately, some erosion of some of the tile business and also the hardwood business. And we all know what's happened with laminate. That's kind of almost gone away.
Yeah.
So we tie it all in together, and it works good for our salespeople and the customers as well.
Yeah. Actually, you know, I complimented you earlier about being a merchant. You're talking about the latest and greatest and what's new. You know, that's what consumers want to hear about, right?
They do. They want to buy visuals. They want that color. They want uniqueness. And we focus not on the lower end. We focus on the middle to upper end.
Yeah.
We want to sell the better goods. We want to sell those goods that are not only maintenance-free, but also the visuals that are replicas of Mother Nature in the hardwood look.
You know, one of the things I want to key in on is that down there at Hattinger's in Naples, you sell brands. You sell Armstrong, you sell Stainmaster, you sell Karastan, you sell Anderson Tuftex, and you sell Cortec. I mean, that makes sense, doesn't it?
It does, and we did partner with our friends from Cortec, and Cortec has become a brand that's very recognizable. It's a company we wanted to partner with, and that is our big focus.
All right, let me ask you a quick question. One of the big news items right now, especially if you look at Floor Daily, is around the potential, may not happen, probably won't happen, but Trump's been talking about this third wave of tariffs, this $200 billion worth of products, and flooring is mentioned in there. Does that concern you as a merchant on the west coast of Florida?
Well, it does concern us because, especially when we're talking about a 25% add-on to the product coming in from overseas, that could be quite a hit as far as a retail price point. You know, while I believe a lot of things need to be adjusted, you know, that product category was really pretty much developed over there. I would love to sell products made in the USA, but quite frankly, we don't make them as good as they make them today. I would hope that we ease off of that, but it is what it is.
Yeah, be interesting to watch. Okay, yeah, thanks for spending some time with us today. I know last year was very busy for you personally because you had two daughters got married. I bet you're enjoying 2018, aren't you?
Yeah, I am enjoying 2018. In fact, Sunday I get on a cruise ship, and I'm not going to worry about any of it for a week.
All right, sounds good. Okay, we've been talking to Ed Keller, the CEO at Hattinger Flooring based in Naples, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.